same name, Shade Tree. Jackleg, one of the two, you know. They would, once never they would use that, they would use them, either one of those names, you know. On me, if I wasn't, I don't call myself that good, you know, but.
Not any jackleg.
Not any jackleg. I think I bypassed jackleg.
Okay. Let me ask you about this, Greg. Say you knew a person who just kept on doing things that didn't make any sense. What would you say about him? You'd say he's just a plain what?
Well, just come on. Nut. We call him a nut.
Would you ever call anybody like that, say he's just a plain fool?
Yeah. You call him a fool. But you wouldn't call him that to his face.
That'd be a pretty strong term.
Yeah. Unless you and him was in an argument or something, then you could tell him anything more.
Yeah, I guess you could.
Yeah.
You got it serious.
That's right. Yeah, that's what you would use him. He was a fool.
Did you ever, when you were growing up, did your parents or anybody ever tell you that it was wrong to call anybody a fool because there's something in the Bible against it?
Yeah. Yeah, they would teach us younger folk. Well, they didn't tell us too much about it was in the Bible to say a fellow was a fool or was lying or something like that, you know. But under the expression of it, they would tell us that if we was a kid, you know, we couldn't say that about either another kid. We couldn't tell him that he was lying, not in front of the older folks, you know. We couldn't tell him he was lying, he was a fool, because they didn't allow us to say those words, you know, not around the old folks. They didn't lie to him. You take it these days and times, kids cusses around their parents now just like the wind blowing. They don't pay no attention, you know. But when I was coming up, we didn't do that. You speak the word of a lie. Now we could tell another that you telling an untruth. That's what we use, you know. You telling an untruth. We wouldn't tell him he was telling a lie, but we could say that around the old folks, you know. You telling an untruth, but not a lie. We couldn't say that.
Things are generally more strict.
That's right. It was more strict than it is now. You take it now, ain't nothing to it. Kids just floating any way they want to float now. Little fellas like that. No, they don't. You ain't got no guideline for them. But when we come on, it was a guideline for us.
What would have happened to you if you let something like damn slip out of you?
Oh, Lord. I would be damned. They would tear me up. Oh, my goodness alive. That's for sure. And during the days like that, they didn't even have to be your parents to whip you. I got a many whippings from the other older folks, you know. My grandmother whipped me a many days. I got so I didn't even like to go around her house. I was mean Dale Leonard, huh? And mean her couldn't sit horses.
She told you I'm regular, huh?
You ain't kidding, she did. Woo! My God almighty, yeah. She told me up.
You know, somebody does that nowadays, they lie to get sued.
You will. You will. You just can't. Now, if you whip your kid a little too much, you can get reported, you know? You just can't do it. Well, I don't figure during those days the older folks overdone it, you know. But they just give a kid just what he needed, and the kid come up respecting the old folks.